Hello, I'm Andrew.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Caleb. Welcome back to another episode of Join or Die. On this episode, we will be covering the topic of spies in the American Revolution.
We'll talk about dangers of spying, the culprit spying, and James Armistead.
I'll start us off with the dangers of spying. In mid-September 1776, an American officer, Nathan Hale, was hung without trial in New York City. British authorities had caught Hale when he was on his way back to his regiment after having penetrated the British lines to acquire information. Hale's demise illustrated the grave dangers possible for spying for the rebels in the Revolutionary War, especially within the British stronghold of New York. Meanwhile, Benjamin Talmage, a younger cavalry officer from Stickeat, had enlisted in the Continental Army when the American Revolution commenced in 1775 and was soon awarded the rank of major. In mid-1778, General George Washington appointed Talmage the head of the Continental Army Secret Service. He was charged with organizing a permanent spy community that would operate behind enemy lines on Long Island. Talmage recruited only those whom he could doubt trust, beginning with his childhood friend, the farmer, Abraham Woodhull, and Caleb Brewster, whose main task during the Revolution was commanding a fleet of whaleboats against the British and Tory shipping on Long Island Sound. Brewster, one of the most daring in the group, was also the member whom the British had definitely identified as a spy. Talmage went by codename John Bolton, and while Woodhull went by the name of Samuel Culper.
Brings us to our next segment, the Culper Spying. Woodhull, who began running the group's day-to-day operations on Long Island, also personally traveled back and forth to New York collecting intelligence and observing naval maneuvers there. He would assess reports and determine what information would be taken to Washington. Dispatches would then be given to Brewster, who would carry them to Fairfield, Connecticut, and Talmage would then pass them on to Washington. Woodhull lived in constant fear of being discovered, and by the summer of 1779, he had recruited another man, the well-connected New York merchant Robert Townsend, to serve as the ring's primary source in the city. Townsend wrote his reports as Samuel Culper Jr., and Woodhull went by Samuel Culper Sr. Some achievements of the spy ring. Despite some strained relations within the group and the constant pressure from Washington to send more information, Culper spy ring achieved more than any other American or British intelligence network during the war. The information collected and passed on by the ring from 1778 to war's end in 1783 concerned key British troop movements, fortifications, and plans in New York and the surrounding region. Perhaps the group's greatest achievement came in 1780, when it uncovered British plans to ambush the newly arrived French army in Rhode Island. Without the spy ring's warnings to Washington, the French-American alliance may well have been damaged or destroyed by this surprise attack.
Now let's move on to James Armistead. In the autumn of 1781, the American colonial army fought in the Battle of Yorktown, the final and arguably most consequential battle of American independence from British rule. By all accounts, this monumental victory, which forced the surrender of British General Lord Cornwallis and his squadron of nearly 9,000 troops, would not have been possible without crucial insider intelligence from James Armistead, a patriot who worked briefly yet effectively as a double agent for the Continental Army throughout the Revolutionary War. Before actively choosing to serve the budding republic that denied him his freedom, Armistead already had a fairly close-up view of the conflict. His owner, William Armistead, managed the military supplies for the state of Virginia after the war began in 1775. In 1780, James and William moved from the Virginian capital of Williamsburg to the new capital, Richmond, and the following summer, James got permission to join the armed forces himself. Armistead didn't take up arms in war, however. Instead, in 1781, he was stationed under the Marquis de Lafayette, commander of the Allied French forces and a key ally of General George Washington, to infiltrate the British army through espionage. Getting information on the enemy was critical to Lafayette, who needed to stem the losses his forces were suffering at the hands of Cornwallis's larger and better supplied army. That's all we have for this week's episode.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.